Well, in my family, we celebrate the new year with a variety of rituals that include cleaning the house from top to bottom and throwing out the dirty water out the back door, taking baths with fragrant flower petals, jumping into the ocean backwards. Remember, it's summer in Chile, so it's warm there. Running around the house with a suitcase and naming at the top of our lungs all the places we want to travel to in the new year. Eating lentils and 12 grapes at the strike of midnight, so at midnight we look like chipmunks because they're stuffed with lentils and grapes. We look very, very sexy. We also do some sort of divination ceremony with runes, seashells, cards. And nowadays, I use the Mayan oracle. My mother and I love the wisdom of the runes and the Mayan oracle. We review the past, reflect on the present, and name the obstacles for the future journey ahead. Somehow, there is power in naming those obstacles. Somehow they seem less overwhelming after we say it. Last year, I received the teachings of the Mayan oracle with the name of Oc, O-C, which in the Mayan oracle signifies breakthroughs. I love that. New beginnings, very apropos. Spiritual strength and the gift of the recognition of our companions of destiny. I didn't know what that meant in January of last year. I know today what it means. You are my companions of destiny, and I am so grateful to be among you. Oc teaches us that other beings with the same longings are waiting to meet us. Beings who can see our authentic selves. Oc says that when we have been truly seen, we feel empowered and the remembrance of a shared sacred trust is ignited, free from personal expectations. Our companions of destiny are all around us in spirit, purpose, connection, support. Just take a look around. We are each other's companions of destiny. This is an access point for developing relationships and allies, because this card tells us that there is no other. We are one. Oc is a star glyph that provides nourishment and represents the soul feeding offered by companions on the same path. Profound insights are garnered through shared purpose and relationship with others who are willing to be in their truth and integrity about the light and shadow aspects of themselves. We are invited to look deeply into the truth held within our hearts and to express our true selves as a gift of love to ourselves, to each other, to the world. Sharing our stories in beloved conversation, in holy listening mode, and honest communication has the potential for transformation and healing. When we lack the willingness to open our hearts, it is time to reevaluate. We are reminded that we have the power to recast our past, to change those deep emotional patterns that have shaped us and that we identify with. We can release ourselves from our own selves, the constricted selves. We can become unencumbered, and our true best self can emerge into the new light. The shadow wisdom of this card teaches us that we may get caught up in the emotional drama of life. Fear, anxiety, jealousy, anger, possessiveness, control. We are encouraged to apply the same intensity to the magic of our lives for a clear intent towards spiritual growth, to explore the foundations of our relationships and the purposes they serve. Which ones are asking to be nurtured and appreciated more than we did last year? Which would benefit from reexamination or even release? The wisdom of this message is the magic of intentional transformation. When we meditate, when we strategize, pray, march, build, learn, sing, cry, and laugh together, we strengthen our connection. We deepen our relationship with our best selves. Our hearts call out to the one heart that beats in powerful concert. This is the song that beckons our community to unite and to journey together. For my family, the new year also announces the coming of the Magi, Los Tres Reyes Magos. Their resiliency in following the star, their faith and courage to change direction on their way home. That was magic. That was the miracle, changing directions, not looking at the map. We celebrate the journey of the wise men in Latin America who eagerly awaited the star and looked for this new hope, this new birth. So on January 5th, as children, we placed little boxes filled with green grass and a bowl of water under our bed so that the camels would have an incentive to stop at our home because we knew that in exchange, they would leave us presents. It was magical that morning of January 6th. Usually we got new shoes. We put our old shoes on the windowsill, and in the morning we got new shoes that had to last for the whole year because they were school shoes. But we still thought it was magic that the old was transformed into the new. Do you believe in magic? I don't mean the magic of a card trick or Samantha Stevens in Bewitched or the power of Jeannie blinking herself into another place and time, although I confess that I used to practice all these tricks in front of the mirror. Yep. I used to practice when I was young and I was introduced to these magical beings on TV. I grew up in a neighborhood where there was one television. It was the neighborhood television, and this one family, that was their investment. They saved up. They bought this black and white TV. Their version of color television was every week they would use a different color cellophane paper to put to tape in front of the screen. That was our color television. So they built benches, and then they sold homemade candies and sodas, and we paid something like 10 cents. And we could sit there and watch Bewitched, I Dream of Jeannie, and Lost in Space. We were mesmerized by the magic tricks and went home to practice. I remember crossing my arms and blinking really, really hard and wishing that this time when I opened my eyes, there would be no more night raids by the military. Wishing that no unmarked cars would stop by my friend's house to take away their parents. But I was neither Jeannie nor Samantha, and our lives were echoes of a robot lost in space, flailing his arms as he warned us, "Danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger." In those years, there was danger at every turn. And in this new year, we fear the dangers to come. We fear the dangers that have been announced, and we wonder, where is the magic? Where is the light? Where is our star of hope? There is magic in words. As some of you know, I'm learning how to drive. I am terrified of driving. On the day before my first lesson, I found these words by Carrie Fisher. Stay afraid, but do it anyway. What's important is the action. You don't have to wait to be confident. Just do it. And eventually, the confidence will follow. Rest in peace. Rest in light. Rest in the force that is with us all. But that's another sermon. So there is magic in the action, even at times devoid of courage or hope or belief in its success. As the holidays approached and I looked through my Facebook messages, my friends said, I'm not able to get on board with the holidays. I cannot find that place of joy. I don't know where hope is anymore. I am not filled with the holiday spirit. Instead, they said they felt deflated, raw, blue. Someone said that they could not find the light. But later, in the midst of baking cookies with her children, magically, the light in her children's eyes rekindled her own. Sometimes the magic comes from someone else, from someone else's light, and that is why it's so important to keep our little light shining. Sometimes the magic comes from change, a different path, a different way of thinking, a shedding of old patterns and new words to live by. The night of our evening solstice celebration, I looked around and saw that there were very few people present. I was grateful, but worried that so many people had worked so hard to put the service together, and I just couldn't help but wish there were more people here. And then a visiting neighbor walked in, and she struggled to light a candle. She got down on her knees right here, and with shaky hands and a shaky voice and tears rolling down her face, she shared with us her struggle with alcoholism, and she told us how grateful she was to have found us on that very night, on that very hour, at that very moment. In that moment, I knew that the important thing about our service was not how many people had shown up, but that our doors of our church and our hearts were open for this particular person and for all. This neighbor was in trouble and afraid for her life. She found here a light. More than a candle, she found people who hugged her and thanked her for her gift of her presence, for her gift of truth, for her gift of humility, and her prayer that was so heartfelt, so raw, for saying to us, I am broken and I want to be healed. I am afraid and I need some help tonight. That was magic. That was a miracle. This church made it happen. If our reality is that we are stuck in a rut, blaming ourselves or someone for our suffering, if we cannot find enough compassion to forgive ourselves, if we are still believing the lie that we are not good enough, if we are carrying the weight of old ways of thinking and being in the world, the journey home to our true selves will be extra hard. Changing direction is awakening to a new light. What is your heart telling you? What are you carrying that makes the journey scary, painful, hard?
What are some patterns or ways of being? What are some burdens that you wish they would just magically disappear? What is in your backpack? What have you been carrying, perhaps from year to year to year? What is that burden that slows you down, that keeps you from fully living your one precious life, keeps you feeling stuck, makes you ache? By naming it, we open up to the possibility of change, of healing, of hope. By naming it, we embark on a journey that allows us to share our best gift, to be midwives to our own epiphanies. Naming is the first step, as in the sobriety journey. Naming it is the first step. Look inside your heart. Now listen to it. It is here on the journey that we will not only know but feel that we have precious gifts to offer ourselves, each other, and the world. And it is here in this community that your gifts will be welcome, will be seen, will be acknowledged, celebrated. It is here that we will rekindle each other's lights. So look to this new day. Look to this new morning, this new year, for this is light that shows the way to true freedom. Look to this new year and this new light so you can see the magic in another person's eyes. Look to this new year with its new possibilities for more love, for more joy, for more courage. We are being called to engage in meaningful action, and somehow, in the process of doing, courage, hope, and joy not only will return, it will multiply. Some of us have already engaged or are about to engage in a challenging transformation, adopting a new identity, perhaps as a result of the passing of our loved one, the decision to retire, the continued physical limitations that require daily and hourly affirmations of our courage to endure chronic pain, the decision to return to unfinished business, forgiving ourselves, forgiving others, dusting off our books, paintbrushes, yoga mats, music sheets, gardening tools, and more. What is the one thing you would be willing to commit to or recommit yourself to in this new year? How will this change your life? How will it become a gift to your loved ones in this community? This year has already brought us a lot of changes. This past year was hard. Some of the changes were welcome, intentional, celebrated. Others left us devastated and raw. We are wrestling with who we are constantly, who we were and what we will become, what we want to become. So what are the gifts that we bring? Anybody? Gifts? What are the gifts that we bring to ourselves and to this community? Hope. Resilience, perseverance, health, faith, service, empathy, community,
optimism,
gratefulness, gratitude, defiance, that's a gift, love, action, political action. Energy,
resolve,
acceptance, laughter, thank you, energy, understanding,
song,
creativity, gratitude, Communication.
Food.
Yes. Experience. So this new year brings a lot of uncertainty. I can tell that some of us are already weary, and we haven't even started. That some of us would rather leave the backpack by the side of the road or try to drag that heavy backpack to the mountaintop that Lori is climbing rather than stop and search what's inside. Can't we just blink really, really hard and wish for a better world? Not while the robot's arms are still flailing and warning us, danger. Danger, Michael Garner. Danger, Tamir Rice. Danger, Sandra Bland. Danger, Matthew Shepard. Danger, Rita Hester. Danger, Jorge Steven. Danger, Wenan Araujo. Danger to immigrants. Danger to Muslims. Danger to Sikhs. Danger to Black lives. Danger to queer and transgender people. Danger to peace. Danger to justice. Danger to love. And yet, in the face of danger, we keep building the beloved community. We keep on moving forward. Look around you. There is magic all around you. These are the real miracles. This community. But if you blink too hard, if you're waiting for the magic to just happen, or if you only focus your attention on the panic-stricken robot, you might miss the magic. So let's make our own magic. Let's dream together and create new routes towards more justice guided by love. Magic happens in unlikely places to unlikely people at unlikely times by unlikely means. Magic is realized in the places where we struggle, right there in the between spaces, not clearly marked nor announced. It happens in the borderlands. It happens when we fall down on our knees. It happens when we change our minds and our hearts and change course. It happens when we question authority and disobey the king and take a different road, the road of truth, of hope, of unconditional love. For Muslims, for immigrants, for peace, for love, for Sikhs, for transgender people, for poor people, for all who thirst and hunger for justice. The wise men didn't stop. They were on the move as they followed the star. They went through lands where terror reigned and crossed borders. Yes, they did, but they kept moving forward. They kept moving forward together, hugging their gifts close to their hearts. Beloveds, 2016 has been a tough year. And 2017 is still unwritten. The magic that will sparkle in our hearts is already in each of us. Let us open the windows. Let the sun illuminate our best selves, and let us write together this next chapter. No one else can do it for us. This year, my card is called The Magical Child, and this is the gift. Believe in yourself and your visions. Sing the sparkling song of hope in a voice rich with the transforming power of your crystalline rainbow body. Build thy inner and outer temples and adorn them with the precious gifts you have carried with you for so long. We are one. Cling not to this or that, save the beauty and perfect naked truth of who you are as a light being. Would you resist? Or cling, or let go. Out of the ashes of transformation, the phoenix of your divine self will rise, and you will ascend into resplendent freedom. Hear me, feel me, and let us begin. Amen. Blessed be.